So, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Jane Drobe, Steam Kim, and that's as far as I can go with my Polish. My name is Bruno Robino. I'm head of eCompass at European Investment Bank. And on behalf of the eCompass team, welcome and thank you for joining us for this webinar by the title Financial Need in Agriculture and Agri-Food Sectors in Poland. This event is organized by eCompass, which is an initiative of the European Commission, jointly managed with the European Investment Bank. You might all be aware that eCompass has recently completed a rather important exercise. eCompass has recently produced a study on financial needs in the agriculture and the agri-food sector in 24 EU member states, which is based, among other, on the feedback of 7,600 farmers and 2,200 agri-food companies across EU. The aim of the study, which is divided in 24 country-specific reports, is to go through the main challenges on access to finance faced by agriculture in one hand and by the agri-food sector on the other hand. The country reports are available on the eCompass page under the library tab. Can you please move to the next slide of the agenda? Thanks, very good. So for this webinar, which by the way is the sixth one of a series of regional webinars that eCompass has organized since September 2020, the spotlight is put on the financial environment in which farmers and food processors operate in Poland. We have put together a very dense menu for this morning. We will start with some introductory remarks from the head of cabinet of the European Commissioner for Agriculture and Rural Development. We will then have some insights from the Technical Assistance and Promotion Department of the Minister of Agriculture. Thereafter, we will deep dive into the key findings of the eCompass study on financial needs in the agriculture and agri-food sector in Poland, just to get a bit of flavor of what is the current situation in Poland. We will then have a look at the Polish financial instruments from two different angles, the one of the EIFRD managing authority and the one of the paying agency. We will finally get into more details of the EIFRD guarantee funding in Poland by asking the guarantor and two credit institutions to share their points of view in the implementation of the financial instrument.